Alrighty. Here we go. That was some technical difficulties, but it is all worth it. Today we're going to be talking about aliens, the future, and if we're all going to die. Let's get started. So, I've been watching some YouTube videos lately, Shirley, about how crazy the universe really is.
What do you mean?
So I learned a little bit about black holes and how they can basically kill us all. But don't worry, it's not going to happen in our lifetime. It's going to happen maybe like billions and billions and billions and billions and billions in years from now. Also, are we a computer program that's being simulated? Are we a simulation?
Are you saying that our whole entire life is like a simulation?
It could be. I mean, Elon Musk believes it.
I feel like we're more controlled than we are. Or like we're more conditioned. Oh, I just thought something. You know, like, this is some random thoughts. But like, leading on what you were saying, I feel like we're more conditioned into doing things. And we do it without realizing that we're doing it.
Okay. Like habits?
Yeah. So like, for instance, driving, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a great example.
Driving, you, like, you're conditioned to know that green means go, red means stop, yellow means, like, slow down, or, like, you're going to go to a stop, or you can, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's, like, it's crazy how, like, we're given sets of rules and, like, laws and, like, things in our life that we're conditioned to do it, but yet we didn't ever have that choice of whether we wanted to have that condition or not. It's just expected of us.
Oof, yes. Yes. And you know what I just thought about after you said that?
Yeah.
How to create fun is basically going against the conditioning.
But not with driving. Driving is dangerous.
No, like like driving too. Like we go to like the desert in Nevada and just drive super fast.
See, yeah, it creates that, like, freedom. How you were saying, risk comes with a lot of rewards. And I guess that reward is happiness, but you shouldn't go driving around crazy.
Unless you know that you can drive crazy.
Yeah. Be cautious. People, be cautious. Don't drive crazy and drink and drive and text and drive and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
But, like, we're conditioned to do that, so it protects us, you know,
in a way. Think about all the other conditions. Oh, think about the biggest conditioning of them all.
I don't know. I can't think. Give me a hint.
Well, apart from religion, it's just everything else. For example, let's say you are born and you don't have parents, right? But for some reason, you're able to grow and live without your parents. You're able to survive. So you're growing up, you see a tree, but you don't know it's a tree. You don't know what it's called. You don't even know what it is.
I see what you're saying.
Like, everything is giving a name, and really, we just don't know what it is.
Like, I never understood how people are like, oh, points at the tree, I'm going to call this a tree. Or, like, how even people make it, like, letters and alphabets and, like, words and numbers. It's, like, it's crazy.
Crazy how we've evolved.
I said crazy, like, 20 times.
Change it to fantastic.
It's fantastic.
I just thought about the Barbie as soon as you said it. So, wait, what were we talking about?
The tree.
Oh, yeah. So, it's crazy about all the conditioning that we have as humans. And also, the conditioning we have as towards behavior in general. Like, we're conditioned to think just like our parents, basically, because they tell us exactly what to think, and they're our authority, so we have to listen to them.
But, like, a lot of people, especially on social media, if you've, like, seen them, I saw photos on social media, how, like, there's so many, like, social media stars who are going against what their parents are, or some who are conditioned into becoming someone else that they're not really are. Because I don't know if you know some, like, famous social media, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say their names.
You can say it.
Are you sure?
I mean, here, yes, because it's a... They probably follow them.
I mean, like, for instance, Little Tay, I think. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of her?
No.
Well, she's, like, this, I think, 9-year-old. And, like, people are saying that her brother's the one's conditioning her to act a certain way and become someone else. If you see the videos that she posts, or, like, pictures that she posts, she basically, like, kind of flaunts, is flaunts a word?
Yes.
Flaunts, like, how wealthy she is as a 9-year-old, and how, like, successful she is as a 9-year-old versus everyone else who's, like, probably older than her, who doesn't have that much money and cars and, like, luxury and material items than she does. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many followers does she have?
Like, millions, I think.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're saying that's okay behavior.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, it's... by following her, I guess it creates controversy, which actually gives her even more money.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically.
But it's... her brother conditioning her, her family's conditioning her. And it's like, it's so easy to influence someone who's so young.
That's true.
So it's like, if your parents were to condition you to do certain things, you live your life through that condition.
It's going to be scary. Her future is going to be scary.
I know. That's why I teach your kids to do good things. And be a good person and help the world.
Aww, yes, yes.
And save the planet. Yeah.
Save the planet from black holes.
Yes. Bam. I mean, like, I became, like, I wouldn't be doing this podcast, to be honest, but like, I became more open to do things because of you.
Aww, so thank you.
A lot of people, I guess, who you surround yourself and who you're with 24/7 influence you a lot. They condition you to become who the person you are today.
Yeah, there's a great quote. I actually read who wrote it, but I forgot who wrote it anymore. So basically the quote is, you are the average of the 5 people you spend your most time with.
So true.
And that includes financials too and everything.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, so if you're hanging around with people that are making $100,000 a year, all of your friends are making $100,000, and you're probably making $100,000.
Oh, because you strive to be like them,
mm-hmm.
Right? Or, like, that motivation and that, like, strive to be successful and just like them.
But that comes with an asterisk, right?
Mm-hmm.
They may all have $100,000, but then you also gather the traits that they have, so they're focusing on dumb shit like impressing each other, then you're gonna play that little game too.
I watched some like video on YouTube saying that it's basically kind of like similar, like if you surround yourself with people who are divorced, you're more likely to get a divorce in your relationship. And it's strange how like the people you surround yourself influence you that much.
Yeah. Your peers.
That's I was gonna say that's crazy again.
I knew it.
I was like, that's it. And I thought about it, and I was like, I should not say crazy. Don't say it,
Shirley. Do it. Say fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Wait, people getting divorced is fantastic.
It's not fantastic.
Oh no, Shirley.
I mean, you never know. A divorce might be a good thing and a bad thing. It's seen negative, but like, if you're getting a divorce with someone who's abusive, who's mentally and physically abusive, mm-hmm. then it's a good thing, obviously. Yeah, but we only see the negative side of it. How, like, it's a bad thing all the time, but it's not. It's sometimes the freedom that people get.
Yes, Shirley, yes, yes. See, that's the perfect segue into teaching people how to think. Yes, you just did it perfectly. Yes,
I don't know how I'm doing this.
Okay, so basically most people think black or white.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right?
Most people think, you know what, Donald Trump sucks as president. And then other people are like, Donald Trump is the greatest president ever. Mm-hmm. When in reality, it's both. About anything, not just Donald Trump, but anything. You can see the positives of Donald Trump and the negatives of Donald Trump and calculate your own opinion in the gray area. Not the black or white. It's the gray area that has the most benefits for you to grow as a person.
That's true, because some people just are like followers and they just say, oh, he's bad. He's bad. But there's no like facts, and like you don't have like reasons, or you didn't do your research based off of like your opinion. You can't just have an opinion with no, like, backup or, like, evidence, basically.
Exactly. And, like, you just did right now with the divorce. Like, I was actually thinking, like, you know, most people think, like, it's bad, but actually, it's good. Like, it could be good. And, like, a lot of people don't see that.
Yeah. Because we only focus on negative parts of things. I mean, that's basically life. Because you always focus the negative instead of the positive. But, like, your insecurities, your life, like, once you surround yourself with negative, you become a negative person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Negatives attract.
That's true.
Misery loves company.
Uh-huh. Doritos?
Misery loves company.
Oh, I thought you said Doritos. I heard Doritos love company. I thought it was a company for Doritos. I was like, what? Yeah. Misery does love company. People will drag you down if they want to.
And you know, it's up to you to let them drag you down.
That's true. And they don't even know that they're dragging you down, but they do sometimes.
Ooh. That's a good point, too. Like, whenever you're striving to do things that you love, things that you want to achieve, there's a lot of people, even people that love you, like, they're going to try to, like, you don't have to do that.
Yes.
Don't do it. Like, that's too much. Don't do it.
I 100% agree with that, because recently, like, I could never study at school. Because there's always that distraction that are like, oh, you could just study later. But, like, I literally have a test tomorrow. And they're like, oh, let's just eat. It'll take, like, 2 hours and that's it. But, like, we end up spending, like, 4 hours eating or something. We don't really spend 4 hours, but I'm over exaggerating.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Because it's like, people drag you down, but you don't notice it and expect it until, like, later on that you're like, oh, I should have studied instead of going out to eat. I should have studied instead of, like, saying yes to go, like, to the mall or something.
Mm-hmm. You have to be able to say no.
But, oh, it's hard for me to say no. Because especially if it's a friend.
That's the hardest no, but the most rewarding one.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like friends, I don't know if this is selfish or something, but there should be more open-minded that, like, their life isn't always revolved around yours. You should be open-minded that you should let them do what they want to do and have their decisions. They can't hang out with you 24/7. They can't always say yes, because there's always something that is going to make them say no at one point in life. It might be a serious situation, or might not be.
It's all about the type of relationships you create.
Mm-hmm.
And honesty. It makes honesty a fundamental part of the relationship. Honesty and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be a problem anymore.
Yeah. It's just very hard to say no sometimes. I had a friend who asked me, like, how do you say no to her? I'm just like, you just have to. I mean, either your grade's going to suffer or you're going to go hang out.
Yeah, like, exactly. And you have that willpower. And not only that, they'll respect your time more, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Shirley doesn't waste time. She knows how to get it done.
Yeah.
And they're wondering how you got that good grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. You see, like, when people ask, like, for example, me with my music or photography or anything I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
It's like, why are you doing it? Right?
What do you mean?
Like, why are you doing these things that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to succeed or fail or anything. And I'm like, the only thing I think of is, like, I want to do things that you're not doing so that I can have the life that you're not having.
That's true. It's like, if they're in college, ask them why they're doing college if you don't know for sure that you're going to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone's just doing their own thing. Let them be. Just because they didn't make the same decision and choices as you did doesn't mean that they're not going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. And usually those people end up being really successful.
Mm-hmm. You are going to be successful. We all know that.
What? We don't all know that. I feel it coming, but I'm not sure yet. Like, I'm sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. See, we're in the law of attraction that we talked about in the last podcast.
Yes.
Once you believe it, it becomes reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
The present moment is here. I feel it. I'm amazing. I'm killing it. I'm taking over the world in a positive, amazing way. Oh. And guess, okay, so remember I was going to change the education system? Like, that's one of my goals?
Oh, yeah.
You told me about that. I have a new, even greater goal.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-aging.
Through, like, products? Or, like,
killing cancer cells.
What?
Yeah, so, like, cancer cells are, like, these types of cells that never die in your body. That's what cancer is.
Yeah.
And, like, it just keeps growing more and more, and, like, that's what happens. Anyways. So by destroying cancer cells, you're able to have, like, some anti-aging effects, so you don't get tired as easily and everything. You could be, like, super, you could feel like a 20-year-old and, like, an 80-year-old body, you know? There's so many things.
Uh-huh.
We could live, like, I feel like we're going to live at least to, like, 150 years old, our generation.
Really?
There's an exponential curve in technology that most people do not see. Like, our Earth is actually not 2017 years old for most people that are listening. If you don't know that, like, I feel sad for you. But it's actually 12,018 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
All those 12,000 years, we've literally, like, gone really slowly in technological advances. But this past century, these past 100 years have been exponential. Like, it's just the beginning. And just the future is going to be amazing. There's so many things. Like I told you, I was watching those YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'll on the next podcast, I'll mention the name of the YouTube channel. It's amazing if you want to learn more about, like, life in general. Anyways, it talks about cancer cells and, like, anti-aging and how we can cure all types of diseases. Like, they already found out a way to, like, eliminate, like, 50 or 60% of HIV in rats.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, it's amazing. Like the future is here. Like, it's around the corner. And now quantum computers are becoming a thing,
mm-hmm.
which are super powerful, which are, I think, what's going to create that. If we're in a simulation...
Yeah.
We're being simulated by a quantum computer using the energy of a star. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, no computer could handle that. Like, none of our computers right now that exist right now, like our traditional computers, could handle that amount of power, especially something like a exponential world where there's overpopulation and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was juicy.
I don't like that word. It's weird.
You don't like juicy?
No, I don't.
Okay, like, it was squeezy? I don't know. I'm thinking about oranges now.
Ooh, oranges are good. Eat a lot of oranges.
Juicy and squeezy.
No.
Okay. Somebody has a dirty mouth.
What? No, I just thought it's like the word moist. You know how some people don't like the word moist?
Yeah, I kind of don't like that word.
Yeah, it's kind of like, same situation, but a different word.
Okay. How do we get from juicy to oranges?
I don't know. I think I just said I didn't like that word.
Oh, simulations. Yeah. How do we get from that? Oh, yeah, cancer. And then from there.
See, I have a bad memory, so how do we know we said it like 10 minutes ago?
It was good, though. I know it was all really good. It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
It was crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I need to stop using that word.
Oh, yeah, you were going to say something about when I said anti-aging.
Oh, all I said was about the products and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. No, it's going to be like genetic modifications.
Look, who knows? Because you never know. Technology might just like go crazy one day.
Yeah, that could actually destroy a whole planet. But before that happens, there's going to be designer babies.
What?
Yes, like we're going to be able to like mutate our genes of babies.
Oh, sure. I've actually heard of that. Like, it's going to be actually super cool. Exists.
And it's going to be like that's going to be the new standard for humans.
Mm-hmm. Like, it actually kind of exists because, like, I heard that you can change, like, whether I think it's eye color and, like, hair color or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's this thing called CRISPR. CRISPR. Google it. It's called CRISPR. CRISPR. All capital letters. It's basically what it's able to do that. And it's so amazing. And it's going to change the world. And my baby's going to be amazing and perfect because of CRISPR.
When is that going to happen, though?
I'm not really sure.
You're like my baby. I was like, what?
Yeah. First, I'll get the money for it. But basically it's going to be like the new standard for human beings. Like, it's going to be like looked down upon to be a regular human, like regular baby, basically.
That's true, though. I mean, nowadays there's so many like biracial couples and stuff like that, and like how people don't look like the way they did before. People mm-hmm. would have like different colored eyes and different hair color, and like it's all a mixture. And I read something how, like, we're all going to end up looking mixed, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I think that's a great thing. That's a win for our DNA. That's what our DNA wants. It has a lot of variation.
Yeah.
Like Charles Darwin's finches.
Oh.
It's crazy how that happened. That was part of the YouTube video.
Oh, okay. I just remember that from bio. Charles Darwin, the Flinches.
Yeah, it was the island.
Galapagos? And,
Galapagos Island. And then two of them had, like, different beaks. And instead of competing with each other, like, they created their own little group. And, like, over centuries, I think.
Yeah.
They, like, completely look differently. And they have different beaks.
Yeah.
But they come from the same, like, parent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was like, what is it called? Darwinism? The evolution of the fittest?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I don't know.
Ooh, we should, you know what? Our next episode could be about God. I think that would be a good topic.
Yeah, ooh, I feel like.
Expect some controversy up in here.
I know. We have different opinions. That's why. Hey, yeah. Well, kind of, but
the
like
the whole world.
Yeah. I mean, we're open-minded, that's why.
Yes, and we're able to speak freely and honestly and communicate. See, those are great foundations for any friendship you create.
Yeah.
I heard it from a wise person once.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That gets our 25 minutes. Perfect. I think that's the perfect time for our podcast.
Yeah, not too long, not too short. And we get to the point. All right, guys.
Catch us on our next episode where we talk about G-O-D.
I thought you were going to say Jesus. That's why I was like, wait, that like went the other way.
W-W-J-D.
J-D?
What would Jesus do? He would make a podcast about God. So that's what we're going to do next time. Catch us here.
Okay,
we're not going anywhere.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
Dale.